This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, a story of readiness, teamwork, and a successful first-year intake in a KZN braces for severe thunderstorms and a yellow level 4 warning. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. The registration queues have steadily given way to confirmed enrollment, clear evidence of an institution ready for its new academic year. With almost all academic programs now full, the Deputy Registrar Zolisa Gqamane has advised that the Apply Now option on the CAO website be removed to prevent further applications for the first semester of 2026 academic year. This milestone signals the strength of the university's academic offerings and the confidence that the prospective students place in this institution. Behind this successful intake lies a seamless, well-coordinated registration process driven by the dedication of multiple business units working in unison. From admissions, finance, financial aid, student administration, ICT, student support services, to protection services and marketing, and communications, each unit played a critical role in ensuring processes flowed efficiently and students received care and support promptly. Central to this success was the visible hands-on leadership of Dr. Annette Mini, the acting vice chancellor and principal of her executive team. Throughout the registration period, they listened, engaged, and resolved challenges in the real time. Their problem-solving approach and accessibility not only removed the bottlenecks, but also reassured students and parents that the institution leadership was fully invested in their experience. The collective effort reflects that the MUT is now on the road to ignite 2030 mastery at its best. In other news, the disaster management teams are on high alert in KwaZulu-Natal due to yellow level 4 warning to severe thunderstorms expected to hit the province. Particularly in the southern areas, the storms are forecasted to bring heavy downpours, damaging wind, hail and excessive lightning, potentially leading to flooding, infrastructure damage and hazardous travel condition. The provincial cooperative government and the traditional affairs department is urging residents to remain vigilant, with teams working closely with social partners and communities to mitigate risk. Affected areas include Ugu District, Harry Gwala District, and parts of Uthukela and Umkhungundlovu District. And finally, the award-winning Afrosoul artist Mduduzi Ncube invites listeners to experience his journey through his latest album, Buyele Khaya. The 14-track project, whose title translates to Return Home, reflects Ncube's desire to reconnect with his roots while speaking to the emotions and experiences that shape us all. The album's title refers to returning to where one belongs, revisiting the sounds and the stories that formed him. The album's lead single, Imizwa Nje, has already captured attention for its direct and heartfelt delivery. The song is about navigating emotions we often keep to ourselves, with Ncube hoping listeners feel they are not alone in the experiences. Across the album, Ncube's voice moves seamlessly from reflective ballads to more rhythm-driven tracks, showing both range and emotional depth. Buyele Khaya is a musical exploration of love, loss, healing, and heritage, with each song telling part of a story, some about heartbreak, others about hope. The album is a journey listeners can take with Ncube. A recap of the top stories this hour, a story of readiness, teamwork, and successful first-year intake, and a KZN braces for severe thunderstorms under yellow level 4 warning. That is all for me this hour. Get your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock. Reporting live on MET Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.